Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, simulcasting live from New York on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and TuneIn Radio, and presented on Acast, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, the iHeartRadio Podcast Network, Verbal Reason, and more. This just in, tomorrow will be televised. Brought to you by Audible.com, the leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information that will transform the way you hear the world. Listen to all the good stuff whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/televised. More details later in our program. Great to have you with us for this Friday afternoon edition of the Proto Robot TV's Current and Future, third day of June, third episode of the week. We hope you're with us on Wednesday and Thursday. We had our other two episodes, and we're delighted to have you back aboard. It's just you and me today, no guests, but we want to hear from you. So what do? You pick up the phone and interact with us with a call. And the number you use, very simple, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. That number is good anywhere you're catching us across the country or around the globe here on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, or TuneIn Radio. And we want to hear with you with our chat room. And it's SimonApple04 by name. So check out the room and put a question in there, and we'll get to it ASAP. That's SimonApple04 by name. You'll find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. Of course, while the program is on the air, you can connect others by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon, your Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, TuneIn screen, and then follow those instructions, and then people can be live with you and me and everyone else listening in. Let's first of all get into some news notes. More than 100 TV stations across the nation owned by Great Television will join forces this weekend to launch a new TV series. Inspired, Heroes of Change documents past and current NFL players out to transform underserved youth through outreach projects. Former New Orleans Saints star Deuce McAllister and morning radio and morning news anchor person Kelsey Davis will co-host the first episode. Some Gray-owned stations will play Inspired tomorrow in various time periods. The rest will offer it Sunday. Now, quickies, documentary special Chernobyl, The Lost Tapes, plays on HBO June 22nd. FX will present nonfiction series Children of the Underground August 12th. Hulu will carry each episode the following day. Jerry Bruckheimer TV president Jonathan Littman, former Fox programmer as well, will leave his position this summer to start his own production entity. Littman served a quarter century at Bruckheimer, launching more than 30 television series from CSI and its spinoffs to Hightown, currently in its latest season on Starz. And Raised by Wolves, Ridley Scott's science fiction saga for HBO Max, originally going to be on TNT, is the series premiere in 2020, with season 2 running this February. Apparently, there is some social media going on from some of the cast members of Raised by Wolves suggesting that Ridley Scott and his Scottsdale production company may try to keep the show in production for a third season at least by taking it to other players. We'll keep you posted. And that is news notes for today. Coming up, our classic trivia question of the week, and then this Friday's takeaway of the week. But first, we will hear from our fine feathered folks at Audible.com, our sponsor. What if your life is going exceedingly well, and then the pandemic happens, coronavirus happens all over the place, and it crashes life to you? What do you do? How do you keep going? Well, author David Sedaris offers a way that he kept going over the last 2 years in his new audiobook, Happy Go Lucky. And you can get it right now with a trial subscription, a one-month subscription, to Audible.com. Audible.com is the leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment, information, and inspiration. And they have over 250,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you're hearing us on right now at Blog Talk Radio, Speaker Tune Radio, all of our podcast affiliates, and our website, tomorrowbetelevised.onpodium.com. What you have to do is sign up at audibletrial.com/televised. That's audibletrial.com/televised. You get one audiobook, that one-month trial, great customer service from Audible's parent, Amazon.com, and while supply lasts, very important health and wellness information that could be a lifesaver for you or someone you know. Plus, if you're already an Amazon Prime customer, you get two audiobooks for your trial, and one of them could be from the fast-growing catalog of Audible Originals. We're talking original audio productions, podcast series, the best of Broadway, off-Broadway, and regional. They don't get Tony Awards appearing 1 week from Sunday on CBS and on Paramount+. And you also can get one woman and one man shows and a whale of a lot more. So how about making today the day you make the call that Audible.com can transform the way you hear the world. Makes a great gift for you or somebody you love any time of the year, this weekend included. So all you got to do to get the ball rolling, go to audibletrial.com/televise. Well, now it's time for our classic trivia segment, and we're still looking for our second weekly winner in a row. Here's the question that we first posed 48 hours ago on Wednesday's program. Rod Serling was the first on-camera narrator of The Twilight Zone. Jordan Peele was the third in the most recent edition that was presented on CBS All Access, now Paramount Plus. So our question is, who was the second? Who was the second on-camera narrator of The Twilight Zone? If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget to include your name and where you're emailing from. If you're first with the correct answer, you win. And what do you win? The brand new novel, The Unexpected Danny Green, whose author was on this very program a week ago, the author being TV executive turned writer Paul Friedman. And at the time, he told us that the interest in this novel is so great, it might even become a television series, and he'll keep us posted about it. So again, you want a copy of The Unexpected Danny Green? Get your classic trivia answer in at simonapple04@yahoo.com. If we don't get a winner by the end of today, we'll post the question tomorrow, Saturday morning, on Twitter and on Facebook. Twitter at UBC Simon, TWBT, and Facebook at Simon Applebaum. So remember, in order to win, you got to be in. So do so, and all the very best to you. And now it's time for our regular Friday feature, the Takeaway of the Week, where we highlight a development that takes place this week that we think the takeaway should be, this should definitely be something that might impact television's future and the way you watch and use television down the road. Well, that development took place exactly 24 hours ago on this very program when we had the chief executive of Rewarded TV, Krish Arapalli. Now, if you weren't listening, and by the way, a lot of people have been listening to the show, both live and since, Rewarded TV is a service that is available now on Amazon Fire TV, on Roku, and on other devices, smart TV sets and devices. Their website is rewarded.tv. And very simply, it works like this. It's a service, a programming service, that is commercial-free, is free to you to use, and you don't have to subscribe for it. The whole idea is this. You watch as often as you want, and the more content you watch through Rewarded TV, the more rewards you get, tokens that you can then cash in later for NFT prizes and maybe cryptocurrency. Now, what we're talking about here is something groundbreaking, potentially, for television. It is the first example of a format that has been so successful in other industries. We're talking about the idea of frequent flyer miles or rewards programs. You know, you see it all the time with airlines, with some services like Uber or Lyft. You see it with Amazon, Amazon Prime, a rewards program. Walmart has one. In fact, they're doing their sort of version of Amazon Prime Day today and through the rest of the weekend. And other industries do it too. And this is the first time that this model of rewards has been attempted on a major scale in television. I have to say, we try to be as specific as possible with our questioning with the chief executive, Krish, yesterday. And I was really caught and struck by how detailed he could be with what Rewarded TV is up to. Here's what's very important to understand here. When you boil it all down, one factor and only one factor is going to determine whether Rewarded TV makes it or falls apart. Content. The content that's going to encourage you and me and everybody listening in to watch it and watch it regularly. That's why Krish was with us live from the ATX Television Festival in Austin, Texas, which is now underway and continues through the weekend. Because he'll be, I'm sure, having a lot of discussions with content players there about either getting libraries of content that people might be familiar with or commissioning original series. scripted, unscripted, made-for-TV movies, specials, and so on. And I'm sure he'll be going, or his staff will be going, to the Tribeca Festival, which starts next week here in New York, or going to Dancing with Films in Los Angeles, as well as going to blockchain events, because this venture is powered by blockchain, with cryptocurrency, and with NFTs. What you have to watch is how fast people will pay attention to this venture, watch the content, and how regularly they watch it. I have a strong suspicion that original content is going to play a major role in getting people to watch. Not just off-network shows, off-cable shows, off-mega content shows, reruns, classic stuff, etc. Public domain stuff. Original content and how good it is from wherever the source is going to play the role to get you and me and others to tune in and watch this service regularly. It's a tall order. Again, this is a model that has never been tried in television to a national degree. If it works, I'm going to make a promise to you. I'm going to make a promise to you that you will see a lot of players, one way or another, do similar models on their services, especially the mega content services. You better believe that Amazon is going to do it. They've got, you know, with Amazon Prime, they got a lot of experience how to run one. Walmart might get in their long-anticipated television venture with their Echo service that they spent $250 million to be part of about 4 years ago. Netflix, which wants to be an ad player with an ad-supported tier, they will probably get in. So may Apple TV+. So will Discovery Plus, HBO Max, and Warner Bros. Discovery. So will Crackle with Chicken Soup for the Soul Entertainment. Peacock with NBC Universal, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You better believe that a lot of people are going to play in if they think this model works. And they can make it attractive to the viewer. In essence, rewarded TV is a very big guinea pig testing this model out in real time with no commercials, no subscription, free 24/7 to anyone who wants to watch it. The next few months, I would say the next 4 to 6 months are going to be very critical in terms of rewarded TV capturing a mass audience. They got to get out there to get the content. They also got to get out there to, maybe with the help of their smart TV partners and the smart device partners, get the word out in any way possible. I think this is the takeaway of the week that could be incredibly, like an earthquake, impactful and not long in coming. So we're going to keep an eye on rewarded TV. And as I mentioned at the end of our interview, we will invite Krish to come back and bring with him a series creator or two using the service. In the meantime, if you'd like to check out the service for yourself, online, you go to rewarded.tv. That is rewarded.tv. And again, the service is now available on many smart TV sets and devices, including Amazon Fire TV, Roku, other smart TV sets, other smart device providers. And again, we will keep you posted as developments warrant. We have some time before the bottom of the hour, so I'm going to bring up two other subjects that I find quite fascinating. It's about a pair of events that are coming to New York over the next month. One is from an organization that does exhibitions of technology in public called PepCom. They've been doing it for years here in New York, and every January They have a special event during the annual CES show in Las Vegas. TEPCOM, of course, has been sort of virtual the last 2 years because of the pandemic, but last fall they got going, and now they're back. TEPCOM does a very good job. They certainly get a good job with the press coming in. They draw a big tech crowd every time, whether it's in Vegas or here in New York at the Metropolitan Pavilion in Manhattan. And they have a good spread of food, good spread of drink. You'll find at least something to eat or drink there. And they usually have a fair amount of exhibitors. And here's the problem. They don't get into one of the biggest areas of consumer technology, the smart TV set, the smart TV device, the smart TV services and apps. TEPCOM's latest event, about a month and a half, 2 months ago, for the first time, and I've been a TEPCOM visitor for years, for the first time did not have a single smart TV set or device maker on site. In the past, they've had Roku, they've had Samsung, they've had LG, they've had TCL show off their latest smart sets. And not one of them came out the last TEPCOM event. Samsung did, and they didn't show a set. They showed something else from their electronic repertoire. It almost made the event, for someone like me who covers television, a non-starter, had it not been for the fact that we found two interactive fitness ventures that, while they currently don't use television, will probably use television down the road. For the life of me, I cannot understand why this organization, given the context, the contacts that they have and their reputation, why they can't get any traction with the smart TV world, especially now when this world is the way people watch television, is the way people use television, where we're seeing interactive TV blossom all over the place, where we're seeing services like rewarded TV, where we're seeing the smart TV set makers develop themselves as hubs for smart TV applications, from adjusting your lights, your air conditioning, managing your energy, your home security camera system, your front door, and much, much more. And when they're turning into game hubs, where you can play video games on your television set, high-quality video games on your TV set, without using a console. You just use your voice remote, or a controller. You aim right at the set. I would think TEPCOM would want to make this a major focus of these events. And it startles me that they don't. Well, they're going to get another chance in a couple of weeks. TEPCOM, don't blow it. Get in there. And if the smart TV people don't want to do it, get in their faces and let them know that we're at a point where they should show themselves and show their new wares to the press and the public in New York City, not just in Las Vegas for CES every year, in New York, the media capital of the world. Now, earlier today, I also found out that an event that had not been done in person in several years since the pandemic is also coming back in a few weeks. It used to be part of CE Week, which was an effort initially through CES, the Consumer Technology Association, but now done independently, to do a CES-like event here in New York every year, usually done in June or July. It was done at the Jacob Javits Center in the River Pavilion, with that one big room that overlooks the Hudson River and the West Side Highway. One of the highlights of CE Week was the TV Showdown. It was put together by a consumer electronics store in upstate New York called Value Electronics. And what they would do is they would have experts come in and see the latest set models of various makers like LG and Samsung and TCL and Vizio and so forth. And then they would announce the winners and do a special panel session about the winners and what they did. Now, all along, this competition would look at these high-definition television sets, 4K or 8K, and they would focus on just picture quality. One of the last times that they did this event, I suggested in public, picture quality is not the only thing that makes televisions go these days. It's smart functionality. It's the apps and the services and the discovery mechanism that makes people watch smart TV sets and smart devices. And it's time that you factor that into the criteria that you use to judge these sets. Well, at the time, they said, all right, you got a point. Let's see what we can do. I learned today that this shootout is going to be back in New York, in Manhattan, on a weekend. One will be in Saturday, one will be on Sunday. One will be with 4K sets, and one will be with 8K sets. And guess what? Picture quality is going to be the one and the only criteria. Doesn't matter about smart TV functionality. Doesn't matter about next-gen TV capabilities. Doesn't matter about interactivity. Doesn't matter about discovery, your ability to find the channels or the services or the programs you want to see. It's all about the pixels. It's all about the color tones. It's all about how defined the picture is. Nothing else. Nothing more. I would like to suggest to the folks at Value Electronics and DealerScope, which are the folks that ran CE Week and are also running this TV shootout, that it's time to get real, and it's time, more than past time, to consider that picture quality is not the be-all and end-all anymore of why people buy and watch television sets. This stat alone says it all. 85% plus of all U.S. television households, 85% of all U.S. households now have a smart TV set and smart device, and they're using it to watch tens of billions of hours of content every month. And that number is growing, even with the fact that we are coming out of this coronavirus pandemic, and now it's become an endemic. It is time for this competition to stop being only picture quality and showcase itself and have the criteria be everything about the set. And that and smart TV functionality should be a major, not minor, major criteria for this. Because if it isn't, I don't think this shootout is going to be valuable to people anymore. And with all due respect to everybody involved with making this happen, it's great to see this back. Let me be very clear. It's great to see this venture back. But it isn't going to make a darn worth a difference if smart TV functionality is not part of this. And by the way, to the DealerScope people, whoever's going to try to bring CE Week back, if not later this year, next year, you must make smart TVs and smart devices a major part of your event. Not a minor, not an afterthought, a major part of your event, because that's where it's happening. So Pepcom, TV shootout, get on the horn. Get in people's faces and encourage smart TV functionality, smart TV sets, smart devices to be a mainstay, a main element of your events. You will be glad you did. I'd like to hear what you think. Email me, SimonApple04@yahoo.com, or give me a call, 646-652-2906 right now. We have a couple minutes left in this half hour. And love to hear from you, 646-652-2906. Or use our chat room, SimonApple04. I definitely want to hear what you got to say about rewarded TV. And if you missed our episode with Rewards TV's chief executive. After we're done, go to our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. Go to our website, tomorrowbetelevised.onpodium.com. Go to our podcast, including our newest podcast, the Acast, Apple Podcast, the iRadio Podcast Network, et cetera, and check out it. And I'd love to hear what you think about this, because I have to tell you, it was some interview. All righty. We will be back on our regular Monday-Friday schedule next week, and coming up on Monday, I'm delighted to say, reset from Wednesday, we will have the acclaimed composer, Spike Lee's musical voice himself, Terrence Blanchard. Currently, he is maybe setting himself up some possible Emmy nominations for his two series that he did this past year for Apple TV+, the Kevin Durant youth basketball drama Swagger, and the more recent docu-series, They Call Me Magic. And he's also involved writing the score for the new HBO Max movie based on the classic film Father of the Bride, this version starring Gloria Estefan and Andy Garcia. It premieres on HBO Max on June 16th. Terrence Blanchard will be our lead guest this Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern Pacific, here on Tomorrow Be Televised. And next Friday, we're going to have one of the top people who deals with the future side of media. Her name is Elizabeth Parks. She runs an organization called Parks Associates. They do media conferences all over the place every year. They are really in the know in terms of research on what's going on in the world of future television, whether it's next-gen TV, whether it's interactivity, TV sets as smart home hubs, things like rewarded TV and more. So be sure to join us when we have a rare interview live with Elizabeth Parks of Parks Associates. She's the head of the firm, and she will join us 1 week from today right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. If you came in late on today's program, you want to catch up on episodes you missed, go to our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. That's blogtalkradio.com/televised. And don't forget, check out our podcasts. They're available all weekend long, 24/7. However, great podcasts show up. And you can also check us out on our wonderful website from On Podium. It's Tomorrow Will Be Televised. The words are hyphenated between the words. TomorrowBeTelevised.onpodium.com. You not only will be able to get this episode a few minutes after we go off the air, we'll also get a lot of our episodes from this year and last year as well. And you can comment on the program. If you have a question about a TV topic, a question about a guest, a question about a program, put it in there. And if we get it, we'll try to answer it on the air or some way for you. And of course, if we do it on the air, we'll give you the credit. All right? All right. And as I say, we love to hear from you always. So do use that email site, simonapple04@yahoo.com, simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget to include your name and where you're from. And remember, we got our classic trivia question this week. Once again, here's the question. Who was the second on-camera narrator of The Twilight Zone? So use that email to come up with your answer, plus name and address. If you're a previous winner, it doesn't count. And remember, we'll post the question we need to tomorrow morning on Facebook and Twitter, Facebook at Simon Applebaum, Twitter at UBC Simon, TWBT. We love hearing from you, so find us not only on email, but also on social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. If we hear from you, we do respond within 24 hours. There's a very simple reason why. What you say matters now more than ever. Oh, one more thing. I want to give a shout-out to Lincoln Center. I was at the premiere of the new Midsummer Night's Dream, part of Summer in the City. It was an amazing night last night. We did get past the showers, and once we did, it was a truly fantastic night. So kudos to Lincoln Center for making it free, getting everybody in. Wonderful band, terrific class, and halftime performance. It was as perfect as it could be. It's wonderful to see Midsummer Night Swing in some form back outdoors, right in the fountain of Lincoln Center, right in the middle of everything. So congrats to everybody at Lincoln Center for making it happen, and also showing that, yes, New York City is bouncing back, and this pandemic is over, and we are going into the endemic phase. The views expressed are those of the participants. They are not those of Blog Talk Radio and other streamers of this program. Andy Cho is BTR's general manager. Jay Seidelberg is head of content. Website service provided by On Podium, the Internet's new podcast outpost. Guitarist Vegas is our web coordinator. Tomorrow We Televise is brought to you by Audible.com, the audio marketplace of Amazon.com. Remember, Audible transforms the way you hear the world. If you want to know how you can make Audible a great gift for you or someone you love, go to audibletrial.com/televised and get that 1 month trial as soon as possible. But Tomorrow Be Televised, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for listening. Have a fantastic weekend. We'll be back on Monday, regular time, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, Terrence Blanchard, our lead guest. You know where, Blog Talk Radio Speaker, TuneIn Radio, our podcast affiliate, and our tomorrow televised website, dotonpodium.com. And remember, whatever you're doing between now and then, please make it safe. Make it as great as possible for you and others you love. And if you haven't been vaccinated, see your doctor. Get caught up on where your medical history stands. Find out about the new medical treatments available to you as an alternative to vaccines and boosters. And then make a great choice and have it be your choice. Until the next time, stay well and stay tuned.